Students who escaped last week's deadly school shooting in Parkland are turning their anguish and anger into action. They say they'll start in Florida's capital. Students from Stoneman Douglas High School, who are still mourning the loss of 14 of their fellow students and three of their teachers in last week's shooting, say they plan to travel to Tallahassee on Wednesday in the first organized protest of the movement they're calling Never Again. Once there, they will demand that state lawmakers use the remaining 3 weeks of their regular session to revise Florida's gun and mental health laws. Days after the massacre at Stoneman Douglas, a Miami gun show went on as planned. The company that runs it, Florida Gun Show, operates around the state and year-round. WLRN reporter Katie Switalski was there.
The way the media, some of the media, is making this a gun issue and blaming it on the gun industry and blaming it on the AR-15 instead of blaming it on the actual criminal, Nicholas Cruz, or the mental issues, or whatever issues that caused him to do what he did. It's not the guns.
That's Scott Geisler. He's one of the managers of Florida Gun Show that took place at the Miami-Dade County Fairgrounds Exposition Center. There were no protesters at the show's first day. Attendee Jaden Bubel is a 16-year-old junior at Terra Environmental Research Institute. She says after seeing videos of the shooting on Twitter, she was scared to come to the gun show. But she came anyway with her dad. He was looking for a weapon to keep at his small business.
I was scared, but I want to support him, like, no matter what, because I know he's not doing it for the wrong reason.
Happening in Hollywood at the same time, the company called the Gun Show Team of Boca Raton was also putting on a gun show. I'm Katie Switalski in Miami.
And at 9 this morning, WLRN will be on air with an hour-long program devoted to the school shooting. We will be talking to several Stoneman Douglas students and their parents. The discussion will be hosted by WLRN's Tom Hudson, so please listen for that at 9 this morning. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.